All right, welcome back to Making Marriage Great Again. This is John Bushnell. So glad that you've joined us, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Wanted to talk a little bit about the vision here. So obviously, we try to get the new podcast on every morning at 5 a.m., Monday through Friday, and then look for any feedback, any questions you guys have. But a couple of reasons why would an older guy do something like this? And I have a real vision, if you will, that we have a big problem here in the Western culture. We have a problem of raising men. You see, I believe that it takes a man to raise a man. And many men are so busy with other things or maybe disengaging with their children that they're not there to raise their sons to be the men that their sons need to be. And so instead of men running families, now we have boys. And we have boys running the country. And it's just a problem that we really need to take care of by looking at the real issue, which is the lack of men. So part of making marriage great is really helping men to be that husband, to be the great man that their wife wants. And I was looking at Psalms 19, and it talks about the son, and well, it's talking about the glory of God. And one of the verses, though, says this, that the talking about the son, when it's sent, in them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Something about that really sparked in me, yeah, that's what women want. They want a strong man. They want their bridegroom to have some pride about who he is, and that he is this man of God. Now, as men of God, we should be humble, and we should be discerning and wise and gentle. We should have the fruits of the Spirit, but there is a aspect to being a man of God where we need to be men. We need to rise up. We need to understand at times we need to be in control, in charge. That doesn't mean that we're not dominating, we're not keeping women out of the picture. No, a good, confident, mature man has no problems with women that are being a part of what's going on. Matter of fact, they love it. So with my wife and I, my wife wants me to be confident in being the husband. She wants to be cherished and protected. She wants to know that she's safe and secure. And she wants to know that she definitely has a voice in everything that we do, that she is heard. But there is an aspect to her that wants to see her husband take charge of certain things. And she loses confidence or has her demeanor almost go dim a little bit when her husband all of a sudden seems to take a step back or back up from being a mature man, sticking up for his rights and things like that. So I saw that in my wife this weekend as we were buying something and we weren't sure if we wanted to do it or not do it. I had communicated to her that, hey, if it's this price, we're just going to walk away. As we were looking at different things, and I was looking at the prices, I was realizing, you know, that's unrealistic. It's not going to be that low. We're probably looking at something else. But I didn't communicate that to her. So when the salesperson is like, this is how much it's going to be, it's just, are you guys looking for a bid? Or what do they call that? Not a bid, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. An estimate. There you go. Looking for an estimate. And he said, yeah. She says, oh, yeah, definitely just an estimate. And I said, well, it depends on what it is. Let's take a look at it. Came up, and I was thinking to myself, well, I don't want to go through this again. I don't want to go shopping. There's not a whole lot here in this town where we can go and get one company to compete against the other. So I was like, you know what? We're going to go for it. And in that moment, her demeanor went down. Like, what happened to the man? What happened to the man stepping up? And in this case, in her mind, the man saying, no, we're not taking this right now. We're just taking the bid. Thank you very much. And it made me realize just how much they read into our actions and how little maybe sometimes we put into what are we communicating. We may be missing out on a lot. So just to encourage men, we need to be men. We need to stand up. We need to be the men of God that our wife wants and needs, and we need to raise men. So if you're a husband out there that's also a dad, then love to challenge you in those areas too. So hey, thanks for listening. We'll get another one up tomorrow. I promise you it'll be a lot more streamlined and maybe a whole lot more practical. Thank you.